Welcome to Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast. Olá, eu sou Helena, and on this episode we're going to talk about the pronunciation of the letter C in Portuguese, a topic suggested by my dear patron Hank Van Kan. Obrigada, Hank. But just before that, I want to let you know that Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast is now on Patreon. Patreon is a platform where you can support the projects you like. So, if you're enjoying listening to this podcast and if you would like it to carry on, you can also become a patron. And as a patron, you get a PDF with the highlights of each episode, pronunciation tips, written posts, audios and videos about the Portuguese language. You can get in touch with me every time you have a question related to Portuguese, and you can even participate in a monthly live session with me. Go to www.patreon.com/tradutex and learn more about it. So on today's episode, we're going to focus on the pronunciation of the letter C in Portuguese. First of all, let's think about how do we say this letter in Portuguese. Do you still remember the Portuguese alphabet? If you don't remember, you can always listen to it on episode number 4, episódio número 4. So it's not too different from English, but slightly different. Instead of saying C, we should say C. C. Let's do it again. C. So C is the name of the letter. But this letter has more than one possible pronunciation in Portuguese. So first of all, we'll look at the letter C, or in Portuguese, C, with a hard sound, Q. Q. So when do we have to pronounce the letter C as a Q? First situation for that to happen is when the letter C is followed by the vowels A, O, U. Or in Portuguese, when C is followed by the vowels A, O, U. So every time you see this letter followed by the vowels A, O, U, your pronunciation should be a hard Q. Let's see some examples. Cantar. Cantar. Cantar means to sing. Como se escreve cantar? C-A-N-T-A-R. Cantar. Comer. Comer. Comer means to eat. Como se escreve comer? C-O-M-E-R. Comer. Custar. Custar. Custar means to cost. Como se escreve custar? C-U-S. T-A-R. Custar. Cão. Cão. Cão means dog. Como se escreve cão? C-A com til. O. Cão. Cola. Cola means glue. Como se escreve cola? C-O-L-A. Cola. Curto. Curto means short. Como se escreve curto? C-U-R-T-O. Curto. Let's repeat all these words again, having in mind that all these C's, or in Portuguese C's, are followed by the vowels A, O, U. And that is why we're pronouncing the C as a hard Q. Let's go through these words again. Vamos repetir. Cantar, comer, custar, cão, cola, curto. And there's other two situations where the C will be pronounced as a hard Q if it's followed by the consonants L and R, or in Portuguese, L, I, R. So if we have a CL, CL, or if we have a CR, CR, again, we need to have a hard Q instead of a S. So for instance, por exemplo, claro, claro. Claro means clear or sure, or even light if we're talking about a color. For instance, light blue is azul claro. Claro. Como se escreve claro? C, L, A, R, O. Claro. Clementina. Clementina. A clementine. Como se escreve clementina? C, L, E, M, E, N, T, I, N, A. Clementina. Client. A client or a customer. Client. Como se escreve client? C, L, I, E, N, T, E. Client. Cloro. Chlorine. Como se escreve cloro? C, L, O, R, O. Cloro. Clube. A club. Como se escreve club? C, L, U, B, E. Clube. Vamos repetir? Claro. Clementina. Cliente. Cloro. Clube. The same thing happens. We will also have a hard Q sound if the letter C is followed by R. CR, or in Portuguese, CR. Let's have a look at some examples. Crânio. Crânio. Crânio means a skull. Como se escreve crânio? C, R, A, com acento circunflexo, N, I, O. Crânio. Crédito. Crédito is credit. Como se escreve crédito? C, R, E, com acento, D, I, T, O. Crédito. Criança. Criança means child. Como se escreve criança? C, R, I, A, N, C de cedilha, A. Criança. You might notice that on this one, we have the C using A, as we say in Portuguese, cedilha. We will go through that a bit later. Criança. The cedilha will soften the C. Crocodilo. A crocodile. Crocodilo. Como se escreve crocodilo? C, C-R-O-C-O-D-I-L-O. Crocodilo. Cruz. A cross. Como se escreve cruz? C-R-U-Z. Cruz. Okay, so every time you have a C-R, C-R, you need to also have a hard Q. Let's go through these words again. Vamos repetir. Crânio. Crédito. Criança. Crocodilo. Cruz. So far we've looked at the situations when the letter C is pronounced like a Q. So that happens every time the C is followed by A, O, U, or if it's followed by the consonants L and R. So what happens if the C is followed by the vowels E or I? Or in Portuguese, E and E. So in that case, we will have a soft C sound. So if your C is followed by E or I, you know for sure you have to soften the C. Let's look at some examples. First of all, if the C is followed by the letter or the vowel E. C-E, or in Portuguese, C-E. Certo. Certo means right. It's correct. It's right. Certo. Como se escreve certo? C E R T O. Certo. Sem. And I'm talking here about sem as 100 starting with the letter C. Don't mix it up with sem, meaning without, starting with the letter S. So this one is the sem with a C. Como se escreve sem? C-E-M. Sem. Cedo. Early. Como se escreve cedo? C-E-D-O. Cedo. Cebola. Onion. Como se escreve cebola? C-E-B-O-L-A. Cebola. So we looked at certain examples to show how we pronounce the C when it's followed by the vowel E, or in Portuguese, E. What happens if it's followed by the vowel I, or in Portuguese, E? The exact same thing. We need to do it as a soft S. Let's have a look at some examples. For example, por exemplo, cinzento, gray. Cinzento. Como se escreve cinzento? C-I-N-Z-E-N-T-O. Cinzento. Cinema. Cinema. Como se escreve cinema? Exactly the same way we do it in English. Cinema. Notice that in Portuguese it's a masculine word. We do say the cinema, o cinema. Ciência. Science. Como se escreve ciência? C I E com circunflexo N C I A. Ciência. 5. 5. Como se escreve 5? C T-R-A-D-U-C-T-I-N-C-O. So we had a look at certain examples where we have the letter C followed by the vowels E or I. Let's repeat them. Vamos repetir? Certo. Sem. Cedo. Cebola. Cinzento. Cinema. Ciência. Cinco. Okay. So we did the C followed by the vowels A, O, U as a K. The C followed by L or R, and we get again a K, cru or clu. The C when it's followed by the vowels E or I, and it gets soft se, si. So maybe you're wondering now, when do we use that C with that cedilha underneath? The cedilha thing, we call it in Portuguese, cedilha. Como se escreve cedilha? C-E-D-I-L-H-A. Cedilha. And we will use it only to soften the C when it's followed by the vowels A, O, U. So you remember that if it's followed by A, O, U, the C is always pronounced like a K. And when it's followed by the vowels E, I, the C is always pronounced like a S. So in case you want to turn those K, Ko, Ku into soft C's, soft S, we need to use the cedilha. So we will only use the cedilha if the C is followed by A, O, U. And this C with the cedilha, it's never at the beginning of a word. It's never at the end either. So you will only find this letter in the middle of a word. So you will never find the C de cedilha. That's how we call it in Portuguese. You will never find the C de cedilha at the beginning of a word. You will never find it at the end of a word. It's always in the middle. And you will never find a cedilha if it's followed by E or I. That just doesn't exist. We don't require a cedilha there because it's already soft. So the only three situations when we can use a C de cedilha, it's when we have afterwards the vowels A, O, U. Let's have a look at some examples. For instance, the word for child, criança, criança, it starts with a CR and we do the cru. And then in the middle we have the sound S, and there we will apply the cedilha. So, como se escreve criança? C, R, I, A, C de cedilha, A, criança. Let's think about another example, this time followed by an O. Espaço, to say space, espaço. Como se escreve espaço? E, S, P, A, C de cedilha, O, espaço. Do you know the word for sugar? Açúcar. A-su-car. Como se escreve açúcar? A, C de cedilha, U com acento, C, A, R. Açúcar. On this one we have the C de cedilha followed by U, and then we also have the C followed by A. The first one we do SU, and then we do KA, following the rules we've been learning. Okay, so remember, the letter C de cedilha never starts a word, never finishes a word. It's always in the middle. The letter C de cedilha, it can only be followed by the vowels A, O, U. There's no exception to this rule. Let's repeat the examples. Vamos repetir os exemplos. Criança. Espaço. Açúcar. So maybe now you're wondering, so how can we do in Portuguese, how can we spell to get the sounds que or que? Because I've told you that if you use se, é, we need to say se, and if we use a se, e, we need to pronounce it like si. So in case we need to do a que or a que, how can we do this? The answer is we will not use the letter C. To get a que or a que in Portuguese, we need to use two other letters instead. We need to use a Q, U, or in Portuguese, que, U. So if we want to have a que sound or a que sound, we need a que, u, e, or a que, u, e. And notice that the u in the middle is silent. We will not pronounce it. Let's think, for instance, about the word for cheese in Portuguese. Queijo. Queijo. So we start with a k, we don't read the u, and the following vowel is the vowel E, or in Portuguese, E. Queijo. Como se escreve queijo? Q-U-E-I-J-O. Queijo. Let's think about another example. Quente. Hot. Quente. Como se escreve quente? Q-U-E-N-T-E. Quente. And again, we will not read the U. The U is there just to make the sound Q. So it's not to read the letter U. We have queijo, quente. Quilômetro. Quilometer. Quilômetro. Quilômetro. Again, we start with a qui, and it's not the letter C that it's been used here. It's the letters QU. Quilômetro. Como se escreve quilômetro? Q-U-I-L-O. Com acento M-E. T-R-O. Quilômetro. Again, the U in the beginning, silent. Quilômetro. Quilo. A kilo. Como se escreve quilo em português? Q-U-I-L-O. Quilo. Silent U. Q-U in the beginning for the sound Q. So if in Portuguese we need to spell the sounds que and que, we can't do it with the letter C. We have to do it with the Q-U, with a silent U. Getting back to the letter C, there's just one sound more I would like to tell you about. In Portuguese, we can also have the letter C followed by H. And that changes completely the sound of the C. Instead of having a su or a q, If it's followed by the letter H, we get the sound sh, a bit like the SH in English. So CH, or in Portuguese CH, we pronounce sh. Let's have a look at some examples. Sha, T, C, H, A, com acento, sha. Cheio, full. Como se escreve cheio? C, H, E, I, O, cheio. China, China. Como se escreve China? C, H, I, N, A, China. Chover, to rain. Como se escreve chover? C, H, O, V, E, R. Chover. Chuva, rain. Como se escreve chuva? C, H, U, V, A. Chuva. Notice that the verb chover, we spell it with an O, C-H-O, chover. But rain, the rain, a chuva, we do it with the letter U, chuva, C-H-U, chuva. Okay, so we've been through the several sounds we can get with the letter C. First, we've learned that when it's followed by A-O-U, the C is a hard Q. The same thing happens if the C is followed by the consonants L or R. We get the sounds clu and cru. The C gets soft when it's followed by the vowels E or I. Se, si. Or we can soften the C using a cedilha if the following vowels are A, O, U. And we get the sound sa, so, su. We've also learned if we want to make the hard sounds K and K, we don't need a C, we need a Q, U. And always remembering that the U in that case will be silent. And we get the sounds K, K. And finally, we've learned that if we have CH, we always get the sound SH, as in China, for instance. Let's just go through all the examples we did on the episode today. No explanations this time, no English translations, just the words. Let's try just to go through these words and try to absorb the rules here. Are you ready? Estão prontos? Cantar. Comer. Gostar. Cão. Cola. Curto. Claro. Clementina. Cliente. Claro. Clube. Crânio. Crédito, criança, crocodilo, cruz, certo, sem, cedo, cebola, cinzento, cinema, ciência, cinco, criança, espaço, açúcar, queijo, quente, quilômetro, quilo, chá, cheio, China, chover, chuva. I hope you've enjoyed this episode today on the letter C. If you did, please share it with your friends. And before we finish, I have to thank to my dear patrons. This podcast wouldn't be possible without them. So, muito, muito obrigado. Muito, muito obrigada. Francine Brown, Gita Barknovitz, Philip French, Rebecca Hunt, Carl Sperling, Petra Korf, Brenda Sabrecht, David Soto, Lindy Falk, Michelle Cubrosi, Jerry Ellis, Sandra Weimert, Karen Soares, Kenneth Pizisco, Ibrahim Almutawa, Hank Van Kahn, Karin Barnhur, Pauline Mansfield, Pranudiana, Anne Grandage, Elise van der Vlucht, David Martin, Patricia Martin, Catherine Dernford-Vang, Miguel Pluktuvien, Art Veld, Ernst Scholte, Agnieszka Morzewicz-Kuczewska, Tatiana Krupnik, Ramona Splektus, Kim Noble, Tensha McKnight, Paula Klein, Laura Baditsk, Chris Brandt, Meredith Richards, Micheline Huntley, Jess Hasselmans, Diane, Steve Batchelor, Josie Koopman, Lex Mui, Sneer, Susan Mas, Michael Machado, Molly Morton, Chayda Rains, John Mark Vart, David Kirkman, Sarmig, and Andy Effort. Thank you all for your support. Thank you all for keeping my motivation high and this podcast going. Muito, muito obrigada. Até para a semana. Tchau.